What's up, radio fans? Welcome to Transition State. I'm your host, as always, Adam Smiley, coming at you live on CITR 101.9 FM, on the radio in Vancouver, or online on your computer if you've ever heard of the internet. First thing coming up, you already know, it's going to be some music. By the way, this will be a very learning process episode, so stick with me and listen to some Sarah Jane Scouten. Song is Our Small Town.
It would snow in our small town, and when it rained, you were overheard to say you'd be out of here someday, far from your mother's side. The way she cried the day that you left home. Well, you love the city lights, the way it's dark with broad daylight. Now you live downtown. Sometimes you think on what you had with your mother and your dad, the town where you were raised, and still the days couldn't go by too soon. Well, if you calm down when you're tired of running round, I promise I won't try to pull you. Phone calls with the news in your small town. Father says over the phone, oh, it's time that you come home back to your mother's side. These days she's better off not left alone. Well, if you calm down when you're tired of running round, I promise I won't try to pull you. But if you come round, it's gonna bring you down. All the things that we won't have back again. Chilly wind starts to blow, and it looks like it might snow in our small town. Well, I'm already dressed in black, Dad's in a suit and his felt hat, all around our mother's side, and then she died the day that you came home. Well, if you calm down when you're tired of running round, I promise I won't try to pull you in. But if you come round, it's gonna bring you down. All the things that we won't have back again. All the things that we won't have back again. Thank you.
And we're back. Thank you very much, Sarah Jane Scouten. The album is The Cape. How's my levels? Hear me now. Hope that's good. That song was One Small Town. No, Our Small Town, which was very nice, I thought, with those violins. What does that song have to do with a show about pharmaceutical sciences, you ask? Well, since the title is Our Small Town, you might think maybe some of us pharmacists want to go open a pharmacy in a small town and then practically run that bitch. So, there's your connection. Next track is going to be equally dopealicious. This band looks like a lot of fun. The band is called the Sea Hags. Excuse me while I change discs. The album is called Tarnished Gold. What you want here now? Let's hear, let's try Bottle in My Hand on CITR. We're back. Not bad, hey? If you like old-timey music, which you freaking better, because that sounded good to me. Once more, that was the Sea Hags. The album is Tarnished Gold, and the song was Bottle in My Hand. It was about dancing all night with a bottle in your hand. This next song is a track that I'm super excited to hear because the title is engaging. The title is Geisha with a Switchblade, Acoustic. This band is called Kill Matilda. The album is hashtag punk, hashtag zombie, hashtag rock and roll. So doesn't that sound like something you really want to listen to? Well, good news.
not be pretty. I might not be clean, scabby face, wasted away, but I'm a girl with dreams. I might not be Japanese, but I'll be your geisha on my knees. And when my body's full of you, I've got a special friend I'll introduce you to. And you paid me to be here all night. Ooh, you feel so nice. Ooh, I'm up inside. Ooh, I'll take your life. Oh, I love my knife. My friend's got another friend, his name is Rope, he likes to choke. Cut you up real slow, how deep do you think this blade can go? Tell me if you've got something to hide, do you think I can fit my whole fist inside? Nice and warm and tight and wet, think about my sisters, don't forget. You feel so nice. Ooh, I'm up inside. Ooh, I'll take your life. Oh, I love my knife. 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 Parts on the floor. Now you've come to your bitter end. This will never happen again. One more kiss on your ripped up lips, and rigor mortis makes your body stiff. You served me once, I served you twice. I guess two wrongs do make a right. Ooh, you feel so.
Sounding pretty good there. Pretty very good for zombie rock and roll. That was Kill Matilda. The song was Geisha with a Switchblade, acoustic. And now we're all in love with that girl, so well played. Next we're going to do something called an ad.
Don't let money change ya.
On Tuesday, August 19th, American hip-hop duo Blackalicious returned to Vancouver performing at the Biltmore Cabaret.
Sorry about
Featuring special guests Steph 3, K-Rec, and Estia Elements. Tickets are available now at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, High Life Records, Dipped, and Beat Street Records, or online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, go to blackalicious.com. This is a story of a kid, his name is Cisco.
We're back, bitches. Now we're going to hear another wicked band. The band is called 88 Mile Trip, unless that's the name of the album. Or it could be both. We could have an eponymous album. 88 Mile Trip. We're listening to this for one reason, and that reason is that on the front it says, listener advisory, play fucking loud. So, excuse me while I just turn this up. This is Cauldron Born. Oh, it's giving me a TOC error. It's not reading it. Well, that's bad news, radio fans. Because now I have to switch out this CD. Alright, in the meantime, I guess you're going to enjoy this dead silence. Boy, it's too bad because... Boy, that's really too bad. Alright, well, we're going to the next album down the line. I could tell you about a funny story today to fill a gap. The funny story is I went to buy a beer out of the pop machine, and I got it for free. Fucking A. Free beer, man. Sweet. A booyakasha.
I'm The Westside Community Food Market is back every Thursday at 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. from July 3rd to September 25th. A stretch of sidewalk at 8th and Vine will be turned into a local food market. Join us for hyper-local foods, live music, coffee, and more.
And we're back.
Thank you for that timely PSA, i.e. public service announcement. And by the way, sorry for all the technical difficulties. I am terrible at this and getting slightly better. Did you like that music, though? I thought it was pretty good for emergency relief. The band was Langhorne Slim and the Law from an album called Bob Dylan in the 80s, Volume 1. I think it's sort of trying to be like, take back Bob Dylan's 1980s music as not like laughable and crappy, but like actually awesome and really understated and really cool. Here, let me read from the liner notes. Bob Dylan in the 1980s, to paraphrase Crawdaddy's Paul Williams, who frequently played the role of Dylan's sole critical defender during that time. What happened? What happened? Here's what. In the 80s, our hero enunciated, for anyone who cared to listen, that big as he wasn't bigger than rock and roll itself. Bob Dylan's performances, his songwriting, even the way he dressed, seemed designed for a while to say that he was a part and a function of something else, something he recognized extended well beyond his own immense boundaries. In the 80s, Dylan humbled himself to an immersion in the practice of his art as a genre, letting go of the, quote, genius tag as fully as rock and roll's, quote, paradigmatic seer, brackets Ellen Willis's term, ever could. Okay, obviously we're not going to keep reading like that. I guess he gets pretty deep into it. Anyway, I thought the music was good. Now we're going to read something else. This is usually where I would have an interview, but we do not have an interview, so call in and complain if you're one of my dedicated fans. Instead, we're going to be reading from the Drugs Dictionary. That's right. So first off, did you know that there's no drug that starts with J? My Drugs Dictionary is blank for J. Although I know there's a company called J-A-M-P, Jamp. A company that makes stuff. So you have like Jamp acetaminophen, Jamp ASA. But I don't think that really counts. And there's also a flu vaccine called like Japanese flu vaccine. But other than that, no drug starts with J. What is that about? So we're going to K. First is Camagra, which is sildenafil citrate. Have you ever heard of this? I have not, having gotten through halfway pharmacy school. I have not heard of this. I've heard of sildenafil. That's Viagra. This is called Camagra. So let's read. Camagra, sildenafil citrate. Is used for solving erectile dysfunction in men. It is one of the most popular, successful, and widely accepted treatment for erectile dysfunction. Patients using generic Camagra regularly report successful intercourse! Exclamation mark. Now you can order it for a fraction of its regular price! Exclamation mark. Oh, this is okay. Uses. Oh dear, oh man, what am I doing? Sorry, everybody. Well, that was interesting. Okay, let's hear some more music. Who's this? This is Trans Am. Album is Volume X. The song is Anthropocene. Nerdy.
Who are you to comment on who I am? What the fuck, man? Fucking prick. Oh, yeah? Since when? Who the fuck are you, fool? You'll see. Fucking coward. You're a fucking hater. Fuck out of here. Enjoy hating, you prick. Oh, good, you fucking idiot. You fucking with the wrong guy. Sucks to be you. Better watch yourself. Real talk.
Beaver Hour, Tuesdays at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your host, Emma Rawson.
Rawson. Rawson. Rawson.
That is without a doubt the best station ID of any show at CITR. Let's agree on that. Oh man, I want to just listen to that show some more right now. Anyway, did you like that Trans Am? I thought it was pretty good. The title of the song was Anthropocene, undoubtedly named because it feels just as long as the actual geologic era that has been occupied by man. No offense, Trans Am. I love you. I love you. I love the rock, so we love you. But we're going to hear something really sweet now. This is a song called You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly, asterisk. And it's by the Brass Buttons. So if you know what's good for you, then shut up and listen. Starting now.
You're the reason I'm riding around on recap time.
And you're the reason I'm hanging out clothes outside all the while.
Well, you're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. All the looks ain't everything. Money ain't everything. But I love you just the same. You're the reason I changed.
And you're the reason I never get to go to the beauty shop.
You're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. All the looks ain't everything. Money ain't everything. But I love you just the same. Well, I guess that we won't ever have everything we need. Cause when we get together, we got another mile to feed.
We all the reason my good looks and my figure is gone.
You're the reason I ain't got no hair comb. You're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. All the looks ain't everything, and money ain't everything. But I love you just the same. Well, I guess that we won't ever have, well, everything we need. Cause when we get together, when we get together, we got another mile to feed.
There are two things I will carry in my pockets at the end.
Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's
the
right, Discorder.
All the wishes we had, yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
My campus radio roots go deep.
We just actually reformatted the Discorder, so it's now in this new cool zine size, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all, like, we've been sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's
really
fun. This is Sasha Bellot, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hey there, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach, drinking some booze.
Nice. The only bad part is that those tracks stop so abruptly. But that was Okra playing the bonus track, Prostitute Song. Bonus track from their album, Taste These Jams, which I personally am just totally in love with. Didn't that just sound nice? And so, guess what's next? More interview? No. More drugs dictionary. Let's look up M. Macrobid, Maxalt, Maxiquin, Megahoodia Plus? Whoa, what's Megahoodia? Megahoodia Plus. Oh my god, please stop jumping around. Megahoodia Plus is a plant-based treatment that works to suppress appetite safely and naturally. Oh god. The most popular herbal appetite suppressant on the market. Okay. Herbal at least. Might not be that strong. Now in extra strength, find out Megahoodia can help you kick obesity to the curb. Oh, brutal. A drug cannot do that. The active ingredient in this plant-based capsule helps curb food cravings so that you can focus on achieving weight loss goals. weightlessness goals. That's what I'm talking about. Now available in an extra strength 400 milligram formula, Megahoodia Plus is often recommended to treat cases of obesity. Often recommended. Okay, that's pretty good. Okay, I've never heard of that, but definitely I do not like people taking pills to lose weight. There's two things that have always worked to lose weight. That's diet and exercise. They have always worked. Every study shows different things sometimes work, but what always works is diet and exercise. People coming into the pharmacy just to save them the bother of living their lives. Anyway, let's hear some more music. What do you guys want to hear now? Another rad band called Ones and Zeros? Bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop. Of course, I'm joking. The real name of the band is Ones and Zeros. And the band is Amanda Rawlings on vocals, Michael Lauder, Duncan Stewart, Greg Hennessy, and Jason Maxwell playing boys in the band. The song is going to be, I think we'll listen to the track that has the same title as the album, which is The City Don't Care. So The City Don't Care, but you should.
¶¶ streets most every day. So familiar, but I lose my way. The corridors of glass and steel flood the disconnect I feel. So many people pass our way with hooded eyes and not much to see. Seems so strange to feel alone in the city that you call. Faces on the street, kind of people you never meet. One day the anchor's in the storm, the next they're gone and the city moves on. This is the place we came to village. These are the streets that set the stage. All we are and might yet be, but they'll be lost and so shall we.
Back.
Sorry about that. We are back. Back to the drug dictionary. What should we look up? Let's try ALA. Something about Alabama. No, how about ALL? How about allopurinol? Do you guys know what allopurinol is? Allopurinol reduces the production of uric acid in your body. Uric acid buildup can lead to gout or kidney stones. General allopurinol offers highly effective treatment of kidney stones and gout and is one of the top prescribed medications by doctors! Okay. So what does it do? Decrease uric acid. And what's it for? Gout and also kidney stones. Allopurinol. All right. I guess it's just about time to hear a little bit more music. Did you like that ones and zeros? Hope you did. This is a band that everybody I know is very excited about. Band is called Miss Quincy and the Showdown. Could be country or rodeo-based music. You'll just have to wait to find out. I already know, of course. Yeah, how about I talk into it like this? Track is Bad Love. And the album is Roadside Recovery. Miss Quincy. And the Showdown. On CITR. 101.9 FM. In Vancouver. British Columbia, Canada. And online around the world.
I'm only wearing this dress so that you can take it.
Nice. That was awesome, I thought. Hey? Okay, do you want to hear me read more from Drug Dictionary? Or do you want to hear a song by that same band? A song called Rush Hour Traffic with a Hangover. That's what I thought. Another smash hit, Enterprise. I really like that Miss Quincy. And I like that playing two songs. You're going to have to deal with it if you don't like it. That is. Now let's hear something from a band called A Tribe Called Red. If you don't like this, give me a call and cuss me out. The song is called Bread and Cheese, featuring Black Bear.
Right.
Yeah, I gotta fade it out like that. All right, that's it for this bitch, radio fans. Another week, another dollar. Except for I make no dollars. But another radio show. I hope you had a good time listening. Next week, we got a definite awesome interview coming up for you. Stay tuned for that. And next coming up is Señor Gusto the DJ. So with that, stay pharmaceutically sound, people. Adios.
Like a snake calling on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I'll lose my mind.
Australia and Canada are both countries with a whole lot of space to create some of the wildest sounds on the planet. Join your host Matthew as he explores the musical heritage of his native Australia and features fresh sounds from Canada's independent music world. That's Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, live Fridays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Love is strange, oh, when there's beauty on the inside, the outside, there's nothing to
Total Chaos. This is Sean Smash, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Punk's not dead, boo.